Today on Annenberg Radio News.
If you read, you know all your stuff, your math, your science, you have a good life. If you don't, if you drop out, you can have a messed up life.
Los Angeles school children are answering the call to read. Good afternoon and welcome to Annenberg Radio News for Thursday, February 21st, 2008. I'm Courtney Cabot. Health insurance is a hot topic right now, and one Southern California provider is taking heat from the city of LA for what it says are unfair practices. Caitlin Finero has the story.
Los Angeles City Attorney Rocky Delgadillo filed a lawsuit against one of the state's largest insurers, HealthNet Incorporated, yesterday, claiming it canceled customers' plans when they needed expensive medical treatments. The suit also claims the insurer gave employees financial bonuses for canceling individual policies of people who had substantial medical needs. Delgadillo said HealthNet has improperly canceled 1,600 policies over the past 4 years and has delayed treatment to thousands of others.
Just imagine, you're in a hospital bed, desperate for a life-saving treatment, and you learn that the coverage HealthNet has promised to provide you, that you have been paying for, is not there. And shockingly, the HealthNet analyst who denied your claim ended up with a bonus for saving the company money.
In a statement, a HealthNet spokesperson said that the insurer has done nothing wrong.
This is a matter that HealthNet takes very seriously. State regulators are currently reviewing the processes identified by the city attorney, and there is nothing new in this filing.
The city attorney wants HealthNet to reinstate canceled policies and refund premiums paid by patients. Caitlin Finero, Annenberg Radio News.
UCLA is seeking a restraining order against animal rights advocates who've made threats against professors, the faculty who were targeted research animal testing. The lawsuit filed by UCLA claims the defendants broke into laboratories, invaded the professors' privacy, and left homemade explosive devices on their doorsteps. Finding jobs was a theme of the day at the Los Angeles Convention Center. Ryan McAllister has the story.
Hundreds of inner-city high schoolers spent the day searching for summer jobs at the Youth Career Expo. It was sponsored by Jobbing.com, a national online job board. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa opened the event by talking to students about the value of hard work and an education.
Entry-level jobs give you an opportunity to see the world of work, what responsibility is, getting there on time, doing your work, filling out a good application. But education will help you to go beyond the entry-level jobs.
The mayor announced plans for City Hall to increase the number of student jobs for Los Angeles area teenagers. For high schooler Savannah Smith, the mayor's message was one of hope.
His speech was really encouraging, just to, like, uplift me and keep me going on my goals. And showing like him speaking about where he came from and now he's at the top, it really encouraged me.
Students spent the rest of the day networking with professionals from across the city to find summer jobs that will give them a chance to experience life in the working world. Ryan McAllister, Annenberg Radio News.
The city of Los Angeles has an extra $129 million that should have been spent on new parks and improving current park space. City Controller Laura Chick released an audit today with this information. Chick also found that the city overcharged developers by an estimated $4.5 million. Looking at the weather, it looks like it's going to rain tonight and continue through the weekend. Temperatures will stay in the 60s. Later on Annenberg Radio News, hear how people are preparing for the tax season. A new study released today says that only 4% of Californians' high schools account for 40% of all high school dropouts. The study by California Dropout Research Project says the majority of these are alternative schools that serve disadvantaged students. Because of its size, the LAUSD has the highest number of dropouts in the state, but its overall dropout rate is 5%. 13 of the top 25 California schools with the most dropouts are in Los Angeles County, including Jefferson High School.
I love reading because I express myself in every word.
The city of Los Angeles is working to promote the love of reading in every student.
Los Angeles area schools are being challenged to read millions of words outside of the classroom. Sonata Lee speaks to students willing to accept the challenge.
I love reading because I express myself in every word.
The city of Los Angeles is working to promote the love of reading in every student. Today marked the launch of the Million Word Challenge, a program aimed at encouraging literacy in school and in the home. Deborah Coleman is the Director of Early Education and Family Literacy at Families and Schools, and organizer of the Million Word Challenge.
The Million Word Challenge is a way to join together all of the families and youth in Los Angeles to really raise awareness about literacy.
A report by Families and Schools found that 53% of adults in Los Angeles are reading at the lowest levels of literacy, and two-thirds of third graders are reading below grade level.
Because it's not enough that it's going on in the schools. We really need to work together to make sure that we're raising literacy rates and have everyone reading together in the homes.
A key factor in getting students to read at home is encouraging parents to participate in the learning process. Maria Casillas, president of Families in Schools, realized that families living in lower income areas have a harder time buying books.
And one of the complaints we heard from teachers was that parents didn't promote reading. They didn't have books, they don't buy books. And it occurred to me, well, there are no bookstores in Boyle Heights. Where would they go buy books?
Casillas organized the Feria del Libro, a family book fair, to give parents and students greater access to books. To her surprise, the Feria del Libro attracted 5,000 people. That signaled an important point to Casillas.
And it really shows us that if you give people an opportunity, poor people will save their money to buy books, and they will make that sacrifice.
Actor Tony Plana knows the value of reading. He plays the father on ABC's Ugly Betty.
I shared with them the fact that every single actor they see on television is a reader, has to be a reader.
Plana also serves as a spokesman for the Million Word Challenge.
I believe it's the most important skill that we can teach our children in terms of education. Once they have that skill, they can do anything.
9-year-old Angela Ramirez wants to be a veterinarian when she grows up.
Well, if I read books, a veterinarian, I think I'll learn stuff, how to take care of pets and animals.
Javier Chinchilla, a fifth grader at Leo Politi Elementary School, also loves to read.
I'm reading The Bully, The Gun, Until We Meet Again, and Summer of Secrets.
Reading has helped make Javier wise beyond his years. He has an important message for his peers.
All the guys that are listening to, don't mess up your life just for a girl.
Students are being challenged to read millions of words outside the classroom by May 1st. Sonata Lee, Annenberg Radio News.
As the calendar gets closer to April 15th, one California lawmaker and a group of activists is spreading the word. Get ready to pay your taxes. David DeSola has this report on what you need to do to pay Uncle Sam and how you can get some money out of it.
It's that time of year again.
'Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man.
Millions of Americans are getting their paperwork ready to file their tax returns on April 15th. Taxpayers, activists, and lawmakers say there are plenty of ways for the 4 million taxpayers in Los Angeles to make the tax system work in their favor. Sadiqa Shabazz is a graduate student and mother of a 3-year-old daughter. She says she benefited from having her taxes prepared by the city's voluntary income tax assistance program called VITA.
Over the years, my experience with the VITA sites and having them help me prepare my taxes and making sure that I get my EITC has made my life really a lot easier as a working mom.
VITA sites prepare tax returns free of charge for people who make less than $40,000 a year.
You know, $100 might not be a lot for a lot of families to pay to have their taxes prepared, but in my life, you know, $100 is almost a complete week of my daughter's childcare, which equates to a week of work for me and a week of school for me.
Congress passed a $152 billion economic stimulus bill earlier this month. 130 million Americans are expected to receive tax credits from it. These include people making less than $40,000 a year, senior citizens, and veterans. Congressman Javier Becerra sits on the House Ways and Means Committee, which deals with tax issues.
We think it's going to have a pretty broad effect
on the economy, so long as people use the money for good reasons, buy food, buy clothes. Obviously, if they use it to go on a vacation somewhere abroad, that's not going to help us a lot here at home. But we don't think that that's going to happen because the money is targeted to working families.
He's also aware of the package's impact on the budget deficit.
With the Bush administration running some pretty large deficits, budget deficits, the only way to do this is to, in essence, borrow the money, do deficit spending. That's why you got to keep it targeted and small, because if you're borrowing money, you don't want to borrow so much money that you cause the opposite effect on the economy.
IRS spokesman Victor Omolchenko says taxpayers should take it one step at a time.
Don't worry about the tax rebate. Do your taxes first. Then, starting in May, we will use the return that you submitted, your regular tax return, to calculate your economic stimulus payment, this tax rebate. And those extra checks will start going out in May.
Taxpayers can get their money in as little as a week after the April 15th filing deadline. The key is to file your taxes online and to ask the IRS to send the money by direct deposit into your bank account. If you prefer filing old-fashioned paperwork, expect to wait until May for your check to arrive in the mail. David DeSola, Annenberg Radio News.
Earlier today, Matthew Mundy talked with Professor of Economics and International Business Vincenzo Quadrini. He talked about a looming recession and its effect on Los Angeles.
Yeah, I guess the House Democrats, they wanted to extend unemployment benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that that was a drawback to this stimulus package, that they didn't extend the unemployment benefits?
No, not necessarily. A larger package will generate larger effects. Now, whether the package includes or not unemployment benefits and the other benefits for the lower end in the income distribution is, I think that is a secondary.
Do you think that there's a chance that there may be a need, and do you think that there's the political will for another economic stimulus package?
Probably there will be the will, but reaching agreement as fast as they reach the agreement now probably will be more difficult.
Do you think that the U.S. is heading for a recession?
There is no doubt that the economy is in a slowdown. The effect that this will have on the real sector of the economy, however, I don't think it will be that big as many believe.
And do you think that this package will be helpful in trying to head off a recession or a potential recession?
I think that it will be helpful in terms of creating some confidence. The idea that both the Federal Reserve controlling the interest rates and the government with the fiscal stimulus reinforce the confidence of consumers, say that we are here ready.
And what kind of effect will this current economic stimulus package have on the people of Los Angeles?
I think that the same effects that they will have on the rest of the economy. We know that a big problem is the falling price of houses. Is pretty much spread throughout the country. And also in California, we know that we have that problem. And consequently, it will have pretty much the same effect that he has in other states. In the country.
Do you think that people are more likely to use their tax rebates to, you know, pay back credit card debt, or do you think that they're more likely to save it, or do you think they're more likely to inject it right into the economy with buying consumer goods?
Those heavy, large credit card debts, for those there is some likelihood that they will pay the credit cards. Fundamentally because credit card debts are extremely expensive, and consequently reducing this the debt is very valuable. Now, for the population at large, I believe that a significant portion of that check will be spent. And how it will be spent, it doesn't really matter. At this point, what you want is that they spend it.
Now we check in with Kelly Fisher to find out what's coming up on Annenberg TV News at 6 p.m. on Trojan Vision. Hi, Kelly. How are you today?
Good. Coming up tonight at ATVN, we're going to be looking at the situation in Serbia where the U.S. Embassy was attacked today. We'll talk to one USC student who was actually born in Serbia to see how the situation is affecting her. So that's coming up tonight at 6 on Trojan Vision.
Mm-hmm. That wraps it up for today. For all of us here at Annenberg Radio News, I'm Courtney Cabot.